So welcome everybody. I'm glad that still many people are with us in our break. It's always a dangerous thing. You might lose some people, but not having a break is also not really an option for a 3-hour meeting, I guess. So next one speaking is Wataru Dr. Toyokawa. Dr. Wataru Toyokawa, sorry. He's a
That's
research
all right.
scientist at the University of Konstanz, and his research focuses on the underpinnings of human social learning and their relationship with group decision making and collective behavior. He uses mathematical models and the Bayesian statistical methods. So he's quantitatively approaching human social behavior and group dynamics. He obtained his PhD in behavioral sciences from Hokkaido University, Japan, and has been a fellow in St. Andrews, Scotland before joining us in Konstanz. Father, I'm very much looking forward to your talk on understanding collective decision making through a reinforcement learning framework. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Wolfgang. I think you're having me today. So because this is, I know this is a computational conference for computational social sciences. So today I'm going to talk about how we use computational model in studying collective behavior. Myself, especially studying about human collective behavior, collective intelligence, especially. So let's get started. So thanks to the development of information technologies and communication technologies, it may be tempting to assume that social learning or information pooling can promote collective intelligence in various different decision-making domains. And indeed, such phenomena called wisdom of crowds or swarm intelligence or collective intelligence that is improved decision performance by social learning actually widely observed, I believe. And this is a sushi restaurant shown in a web, the online market site. And this sushi restaurant in Konstanz is actually good, and this is highly rated in that site. So at least this particular case, social information sharing might be actually accurately accurately suggest the best restaurant in the Konstanz, I think. On the other hand, in social science, this has been a long-standing recognition that these are collective interacting individuals are actually prone to irrational or maladaptive herding behavior or collective illusion behavior. So group of individuals may be tend to be choosing suboptimal option more often or become to believe in suboptimal idea due to the social interactions or social influences. So my research interest in general is to understand or predict conditions under which collective intelligence is more dominating or prevailing than suboptimal maladaptive herding phenomena. So how can we understand these two seemingly contradicting phenomena through a parsimonious simple modeling framework? So that is my research motivation. So to understand how individual can benefit from social learning, so I here focus on decision making from repeated experience, where individual make decisions and receive new experience by this decision, and then this new experience will then update the individual's belief or knowledge. So such a recursive situation actually exist in a range of different decision-making domains and also various different ecological contexts. So, and actually, and this is what reinforcement learning model can capture. So before going further, let me briefly explain what is reinforcement learning. So here, please imagine there's a farmer, he's thinking about which plant, potatoes or wheat, he should plant for next season. But he doesn't know which one is good, which one is going to be productive or this year. So let's say he's just tried potatoes this year, and then as a result he gets some yield. Unfortunately, this is a much poor reward than he originally expected. So maybe this is sad, but this new experience will update his belief about potatoes. And then using this updated belief, his next season decision is will be made. And then this new decision making result in new reward experience, and so on and so on. So this decision making and reward based learning or belief updating is a key concept of reinforcement learning. And I think it's also worth noting here that such a dynamics between reward-based learning and decision-making is not only in such a gambling situation between two options, but it actually exists in various kind of repeated experience-based, trial and error learning-based decision-making situations. And so, for example, recent studies suggest that even social media posting behavior is also captured by this kind of reinforcement learning process. If being liked is kind of a reward for SMS users. So reinforcement learning model is a kind of very general framework to capture this experience-based and reward learning-based decision-making situation. And RL, so reinforcement learning, can be seen also as a kind of a statistical model, which is sometimes called a hidden Markov process model. So in real world, what we can observe is only these two things, choice or behavior and reward associated with that behavior. And reinforcement learning is one of the possible process model that describe this hidden process, which hopefully explain the pattern of these observable behavioral sequences. So then once we build such a model, then we can infer the most likely parameter values or most likely model structures through a statistical inference method. So in this sense, reinforcement learning is a useful framework to analyze the behavioral data, so this, because this is a kind of statistical model. And so this approach has been widely used in behavioral science. So for example, when we run such a gambling task where human participants have to choose between two options based on their own reward experience, then when we run such a task, the participants choice behavior can be nicely described by model fitting, our reinforcement learning model. So using this approach, we can, as you can see here, nicely identify or quantify the individual behavioral variations through model parameters or best fit model parameters. So in this sense, reinforcement learning model is a nice analytical or statistical analytical tool to understand behavioral data. But what I would like to emphasize here today is that there's another benefit of using reinforcement learning model or such a mechanistic model. So reinforcement learning model can be a strong tool or strong theoretical framework to make testable predictions. So for example, one of the interesting predictions from reinforcement learning is that an adaptive information sampling or adaptive exploration behavior can lead to unfavorable underestimation about risky behavior option. So that is like to strike the right balance between information exploration and knowledge exploitation. So this farmer has to be eventually focusing on harvesting seemingly better option, right? So he must not exploring for good. So he has to gradually shifting to focusing on seemingly better option. So that means he should avoid some seemingly poor options eventually. So, and then what means that is that once he obtains some poor result, poor reward, maybe, which might be due to just a bad luck, but once he obtains such a poor reward, he then would become to dislike this option. And then, or he start underestimating this option. And then he will never choose that option again. Right, so once he disliked the potatoes, then he will never choose potato again. And because of that, because of this adaptive sampling behavior, this underestimation will be likely to be remaining for a long time. So this kind of underestimation is hard to be corrected, because he will never know, potatoes actually might be good. So this is a very known nature of trial and error learning with adaptive sampling behavior. So, and when this happens, whenever there exists heterogeneity in riskiness of options, where some options are more risky than other options, then reinforcement learner who try to avoid poor option will become to prefer the safer options over the risky one. So this is a well-known result of the individual reinforcement learning agent. So my interest here is what would happen then if this is a collective learning situation where individuals are influenced by each other's behavior. So one hypothesis might be that the suboptimal underestimation or suboptimal bias toward safe option may be further amplified, which may be corresponding to the Harding phenomena or collective illusion phenomena. But second hypothesis might be that collective learner could somehow escape from the suboptimal risk aversion thanks to some collective intelligence effect. But intuitively, this second hypothesis seems to be very hard to emerge, right? Because in this situation, each individual is potentially biased toward a safe option. So they exhibit risk aversion due to the sampling nature of the adaptive sampling I've described before. So maybe a collective intelligence might be less likely in this case. Let's investigate that hypothesis. So to test these hypotheses, I modified the basic reinforcement learning model. And now I assume that the reinforcement learner has sometimes following social information. So that is, I basically assume a standard reinforcement learning, but I also assume that individuals might sometimes follow others' behavior. So here, I assume he exhibits a so-called conformity bias, where he's more likely to choose what the majority is doing. So in this case, three people are choosing wheat and two people are choosing potato. So he's, when he follows social information, he's more likely to follow the popular wheat option. So importantly, the psychological mechanism behind this conformity could be either informational motivation or social normative motivation. There might be some context where he'd like to follow majority's opinion because of some social pressures or social norms. But in this modeling framework, it doesn't matter. Whatever the reason he followed majority, it doesn't matter. I'd like to only focus on the fact that his choice is biased toward majority. And so this is the model. And then I run the individual-based simulation, varying the social learning parameter, which is sigma. So larger the sigma, he's more likely to follow the social information. So, and then this is a result of the individual simulation. So this distribution suggests that the proportion of choosing the risky option, which is potato here in this example. So as I've shown before, individuals, sole individuals, tend to prefer safer option, wheat, when there's no social influence. So this is the risk aversion bias due to the reinforcement learning. And then, as we predicted, when individual choices are heavily influenced by what other people do, individual behavior became more positively correlated, you know, which is corresponding to the Harding effect, which is where making the popular options getting more popular due to the kind of snowboarding effect or due to the strong positive feedback. Notably, however, when social influence was not that strong, individuals can be more likely to choose high risk, high return option, which is potato. In this regime, although there was some majority influence operating, right, but the risk aversion bias was not amplified, but rather this bias was altered. So in sum, these both hypotheses were supported, but depending on the social influence parameters of the model. So which suggests that these seemingly contradicting phenomena, collective illusions and collective intelligence, can be understood by the single modeling, reinforcement learning modeling framework. But of course, you know, then we ask why the bias was mitigated under the even under the conformist bias social influence. The key was that seems that although the majority support the safer option, you know, although the majority still support the suboptimal safer option, the inequality between two options in social influence might be less extreme than that in his own belief. So in this case, you know, the social information is still supporting wheat, but the effect of social information is more moderate compared to his own belief, which is extremely supporting wheat. So therefore, the weighted average of these two processes can always mitigate the net probability of choosing seemingly poor option. And so this result suggests that this tiny facilitation of exploration behavior might be key to trigger the collective level risky effect. But to test if such a process only alone can trigger self-organization, we then built a population dynamics model as an approximation of group dynamics. So this approach is kind of that we see multiple agents' behavior as a flow of tiny particles. And a benefit of such approach is actually that we can then analyze equilibrium state very easily. So by approximating the group dynamics as a very simple flow of particles, then now we can obtain this equilibrium dynamics. And this equilibrium analysis provides a whole picture of the dynamics of the system. So that suggests that when social learning, social influence is very strong, then equilibrium is either risk aversion or risk seeking, and due to the strong positive feedback. So this is corresponding to the collective illusion or Harding phenomena. But on the other hand, when social influence is not too strong, the equilibrium point only exists in the region of optimal risk seeking, suggesting that collective risk is robustly emerged in this region, and it is not an artifact of specific form of reinforcement learning model we developed, but it actually a more robust phenomena. It should be a robust phenomena of this kind of system. So then, so we have now theoretically confirmed that corrective rescue effect is a robust phenomena of such a system. Then we can test this prediction by a human behavior experiment. And so our experimental result actually support our model prediction. So this figure shows that the effect of social learning on decision performance in online behavior experiment. So compared to the sole individuals shown by the black lines, human participants in the group condition tended to be less risk averse thanks to the risk effect, collective risk effect. And this effect was more prominent for those who relied more on social information, so which is consistent with the theory. So reinforcement learning model is a really nice tool to also can be used as a statistical model here to analyze human behavior data and allow me to connect the theory and data nicely. So in sum, the RL is basically a model of individual decision making and learning processes, and we can identify individual behavioral strategies and individual variations, which is itself very interesting. And also this individual analysis has an important implication to behavioral science, which is also including clinical applications, such as computational psychiatry. But what I have been fascinated by this approach is its generality and applicability to collective behavior. So individual-based simulations will then be calibrated by individual level parameter analysis. So model building allow me to generate interesting predictions, and these predictions can be then verified by individual level behavior analysis using the same model. So it's a really nice theoretical framework in both theory generation, prediction generation, and data analysis. And additionally, this aggregation of collective reinforcement learners' behavior can be approximated by established population dynamics approach, which is also nice, which allows me to nicely bridge together the more theoretical, sophisticated theory or theory of collective behavior and behavioral level data nicely. So I'd like to apply this kind of approach to a wider range of behavioral phenomena in the future. Right, that's it. I'm happy to take any question.
Thank you very much, Vatar, for the fascinating talk. Of course, I have a conflict of interest here. Yeah, Ari already has a question, so let her start, please.
Thanks. That was a really interesting talk. I think it's such a fascinating result about the emergence of the the less risk version. I was actually wondering about the parameter sigma in your model, which right now is a fixed parameter from my understanding. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you thought that people also learn about the value of social information and whether it's reliable, and what might happen if you allowed that parameter to also be something that is learned via reinforcement learning in the same way. And do you think that would keep the results would still exist if you did that, or do you think that would actually maybe change the way the dynamics play out?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, indeed. So although you're right, so in this particular case, I fixed the social learning weight as a fixed value, fixed free parameter. But my previous study where I allowed the sigma value as a temporary changing value, and that study shows that the people, and the task was actually this very similar task, and the people, most people actually gradually reduce the amount of reliance on social learning. So that means people are following other, seeing others' behavior at the beginning, but gradually they reduce their reliance on social learning. But interestingly, some individuals who has who had a very strong conformity bias had a opposite pattern. So in these people, these participants showed that, you know, these participants accelerate their reliance on majority's opinion as task goes. So, and then they are also have very strong conformity bias. So these individuals are, yeah, very strong conformist. And although it's not, it's only 10% of population. So there are various individual variations. So then, yeah, so if we include this kind of totally different individual variation in the population, surely the population dynamics or group level dynamics will change. So in my analysis is, you know, I only assume the agents more or less similar, but you know, but maybe next in future step, I should definitely think about more about the what happened if there are multiple different types of behavior strategies coexist.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, there's a comment by Joe in the chat that is a producer scrounger kind of phenomenon. Yeah. Right? I think it's Joe. Do you want to elaborate? I think it's pretty clear what you mean by that. That it's and
but yeah, exactly that, right? Social. There's some limit to which people can rely as a group on social information. If everyone's, you know, entirely a scrounger of social information, then it collapses. But if everyone's a producer, no one benefits. And so there's interesting game theory kind of playing around here a little bit as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially my task was where each individual has their own, you know, incentive. The task was to maximize their own payoff. So in that case, you know, surely the game theoretic interaction should be playing a key role, you know, to determine, you know, in this, in some sense, the relying on social learning is kind of a informational free riding or informational scrounging. So, which may be safer for you, but if everyone is doing the same thing, everyone's copying each other, then group as a whole should collapse. So this is a game theory and, but although there's a game theoretic structure and although this can be seen as a social dilemma kind of situation, but previous research and also this my own research as well suggest people are generally doing individually learning. And so this is a little bit discrepancy between what the game theories could predict and what people really do. And people are in that sense are a bit more, I don't know, it's really a cooperative motivation, it's really a cooperation, but people are doing individual learning more often than theory would predict.
All right, thank you so much, Dr. Wu.